dearer. Well, after 3 years of upheaval, disruption is now a fact of life for business owners. What do we mean by that? Well, we've had the pandemic and then, of course, the various data breaches, etc. But how do businesses actually prepare for this? Bronwyn Smart is a risk governance and safety expert from the Mindful Risk Group, and she joins us now. Bronwyn, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you today?
Very well. Now, I want to focus on small businesses particularly for a moment, because small businesses, yes, you know, a small business owner's got enough trouble actually trying to run their business, let alone worry about these kind of things. How do you go about preparing for what appears to be the new normal?
And I hate using that expression, but you're absolutely right. It is the new normal. Disruption events are here to stay. And we, as businesses, large and small, we do all need to be better prepared to handle them and respond to them. The large corporates, of course, they have whole teams of people that they point at this. But you're right, small businesses need to be ready to respond, but what do they actually do? And there's probably some really practical things that, you know, that they can do.
It's interesting you say that big businesses and large corporates have teams of people ready to deal with this kind of stuff, but it seems to be the big corporates that are failing at this. A small business is somewhat immune because they're too small for the hackers and the cyber criminals to worry about?
Oh, look, I don't think it's just cyber, although you've probably raised a really great point there, Stephen, in terms of, you know, flying under that radar. And you're correct, not all businesses in the large corporate space appear to be ready to respond. Some of them mismanage that, and it doesn't come across very well, and they don't come across really confidently. But smaller businesses, not-for-profits, the charities, the smaller businesses are also very prone to other types of events. That could be disruption from fraud events or, you know, scams and those sorts of things. So we're all vulnerable in our own way.
So how do you go about preparing for this if you can't afford to have a team of experts managing your risk? And I can't imagine there's too many small businesses that could put a dedicated risk aversion officer, or for whatever you want
Correct.
To call it. How do they go about managing that?
So there's probably some really practical things that they can do, and I think you're right when you talk about the new normal. I think it's first acknowledging that this is the world we're in now. I mean, think about small businesses that were, you know, not that long ago, needles in strawberries. Lots of small businesses there.
Yeah.
A big industry, but think what that did to the industry. The whole, you know, the needles in the strawberries disrupted it, you know, a huge industry, but made up of a lot of small businesses. So, you know, whoever saw that coming?
Yeah, yeah. It's, well, that's right. I mean, is it a matter of outsourcing these kind of things, or are there, how far does awareness go? I guess if you're aware of the problems, you can fend most of them off.
Yeah, to a degree, you're right about that. But I think in terms of being practical for small business, they do need to start thinking about the types of events that could impact their businesses. So have a look at what's happening around you. Have a look what's happening in your industry. You can do this just simply by scanning the media, the industry publications. I mean, all of this information is gold, provides valuable insights for you. And then ask yourself, could this happen to me? And now if the answer is no, then ask yourself, why not? And unpick it a bit and have a look at, you know, how things happen, not just what happened.
You've talked about reducing risk exposure. Is that really possible in today's world?
Look, I think it is. I think that, you know, reducing your exposure, you can mitigate it to a certain degree, but then you can put things in place to make sure that if an event happens to you, that you minimise the outcome and the disruption post the event. So be ready, prepared, but also be ready to respond.
I guess the biggest question here is, and I'm hoping you've got some practical advice on this, if you're a small business person, as I said, you're focused on your business and you generally don't have time to focus on anything outside of that, how do you make the time to put your preparations in place without damaging your core responsibilities or ignoring your core responsibilities?
Running your business, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're all here to do. Look, so I think about scanning the horizon, as I just mentioned, is really important. But also talk to your teams about it. Your teams are like an untapped resource. They know what's happening on the shop floor. They know what disruption events could, you know, the business could face, and talk to your teams about it. So there's your awareness raising. And start planning. So have a moment to run through some disruption scenarios with your team and just go, well, how would we actually respond if it did happen? Look for gaps and work out how you're going to plug them. That doesn't need to be long and lengthy and arduous and lots of paper. It just needs to be something that you do in real life. Play it out and just see what's going to happen for you.
Yeah, there's the old saying, may we live in interesting times. I don't think a lot of people realise it was actually a Chinese curse. Bronwyn, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for your time, Stephen. Have a lovely day.
Good on you. Bronwyn Smart is a risk governance and safety expert at the Mindful Risk Group. It is 16 and a half past.